This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We're going back to answer the question that we asked. Why does Reb Meir hold? Reish Lakish said that in order to answer the contradiction between Ksubos and Makos, why in Ksubos, if somebody lives with their daughter, why if somebody lives with one of the relatives, you pay knas, and yet in Masechta Makos it says you get lashes. And the answer Reish Lakish said is you get both. It's going according to Reb Meir, who says that you get Malkus and you pay Mamain. So the Gemara asks, in that case, so then even if somebody lives with their daughter, they should get Misa, Kares, and Mamain. Because Reb Meir L'chaira holds that Meisu Meshalem. And the Gemara said, well, maybe he holds, he doesn't hold of Enoi Meisu Meshalem. So the Gemara asked, from a case where we know Reb Meir holds, that if there is, here, let me see the Gemara again. The Gemara said that if it's Reb Meir even Bitoi, and if you're going to say Reb Meir holds, doesn't hold of Meisu Meshalem, but he seems to hold of Meisu Meshalem by the case of Ganav V'Tavach V'Shabbos. So Gemara says, really Reb Meir holds Loika U'Meshalem, but Einoi Meisu Meshalem. I Ganav V'Tavach V'Shabbos. It's talking about B'Toiveach HaYidei Acher. You shecht it through someone else. That's the only reason why there's Misa and Mamain. So the Gemara says, Rabba Amar, Rabba says, and Rashi says the Girsa is Rabba and not Rava. And the proof is, because we have a conversation between Rav Papa and Abaye, where according to Rabba, who says it's a Chiddush, now if it would be Rava, Rav Papa was a student of Rava. So why would Rav Papa ask Abaye about Rava? Why wouldn't Rav Papa ask Rava himself? But rather, it must be Rabba, and he's asking Abaye because Abaye was the student of Rabba. So this, the Gersa is Rabba, not Rava. Rabba says, La'olam b'tayvecha yidei atzmai. Really, he shechted it himself. Rav Meir, loike u'meshalem islay, meis u'meshalem leslay. Rav Meir holds, you get Malkus and you pay. But he holds Meisu Meshalem Lesley. You don't die and pay. Why by Toiveach on Shabbos or L'Avodah Zarah do you also pay? So Gemara says, because there it's not a regular payment. There it's a knas. Knas is different. Says Gemara, V'shani Hani, these are different. The Chiddush Shechid Shatar B'Knas. It's a Chiddush that the Torah was Mechadesh by knas. That Afagav de Mikdal Meshalem. Even though a person is killed, you still pay. Knas is different. But normally we say, Einoi meis u'meshalem, but by knas, meis u'meshalem. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. Well then, Bitoi also, why are you exempt from the knas? The knas is also, the one who is ma'anis, a woman, pays a knas, that's also a knas. So what exactly is Reish Lakish, what exactly is Rabba saying that by knas is different? Clearly, knas is not different. But the Gemara is going to address that. It says Gemara, va'azda Rabba latameh. Rabba goes according to his reason that knas is different. Why? Da'amar Rabba. Rabba said, "Hoya gedi ganav lai." Let's say you had a goat that was ready. You already stole, and all you're doing on Shabbos is you're shechting it. V'tvachay b'Shabbos. You shechted it on Shabbos. Chayiv. Now you're going to be chayiv not only the keren, which you incurred before Shabbos, now you're going to be chayiv even for the dalet v'hei, because since the additional dalet v'hei is a knas, you're going to be chayiv. Ganav v'tavach v'shabbos pater, but if you stole on Shachnat Shabbos, you're pater. Why? Because you're pater on the geneva, that's mamain. And if there's no geneva, there's no shchita. She'im ein geneva, ein tvicha, ve'ein mechira. If there's no geneva, there's no shachting, and there's no selling. Meaning, only purely monetary payments will be exempted if there's a simultaneous chiyuv misa. But if the basic monetary payment was incurred before the chiyuv misa, and now simultaneous with the chiyuv misa is just dalet v'hei, then you will be pater. Why? Shem ein geneva, ein tvicha, ein mechira. V'amar Rabba said, Haya gedi ganav lai. If let's say the kid was stolen, meaning Rabba said, if let's say you had a goat that was stolen, utvacha b'machteras, and you shechted it in a tunnel. Basically like this, a guy's tunneling to steal from his friend. Now we know when somebody is tunneling to steal from his friend, the person who's about to be robbed could kill the gazlan, because the person being robbed knows that the gazlan knows the person he's robbing from will stand up and not allow him to steal. So that means the robber is coming to kill. So the robber is coming to kill, the one who's being robbed is allowed to save himself and kill him back. Which basically, and by the way, anybody is allowed to kill this guy who's tunneling, because he's a roidev. Now, that means he's technically chayiv misa. Who's he chayiv misa to? For, he's chayiv misa to the person he's trying to rob from. So the halacha is, if you had already stolen a goat, and you shecht it in a tunnel, chayiv, you're chayiv. Because you already were incurred the basic monetary payment, and whatever additional fines are knas. Shekvar nischayiv b'gneva kadim shavodei iser machteres. You're already chayiv in geneva before you came to the iser of tunneling. But gana v'tav machteres, if you stole and you shechted in a tunnel, pater, then you're pater. Why? Because you're pater from the basic monetary payment. And then memelo, you're pater from the dal v'hei, because there's no punishment of three or four times. So once you're pater for the basic payment for stealing, so then you're going to be pater for the additional knas. Not that knas is exempted through a chiyuv misa. It's just that you can't be chayiv a knas without a basic line responsibility, a monetary responsibility. So basically we have two cases which basically say the same thing. You have a case, if you already stole before Shabbos, then and you shechted on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. But if you steal and shechted on Shabbos, you're pater. If you already stole before you were tunneling, and then you shechted in the tunnel, you're going to be chayiv. But if you steal and shechted in the tunnel, you're going to be pater. Says the Gemara, Utsricha, I need both of these cases. Why? Di ashvein on Shabbos, because if it would just say Shabbos paters you, this is very interesting. Shabbos is a very severe chiyuv misa. Because when a person desecrates Shabbos, they're not just chayiv misa while they're desecrating Shabbos. That chayiv misa devolves upon them for the rest of their life. Mishum di isura isra oilam, because its isra is forever. Avo machteres, but a tunnel, the isra shahu, which is temporary, emalai, I would say no. When somebody's tunneling, they're only chayiv misa while you're actually tunneling, but you're not chayiv misa after. After, in other words, after you, let's say after the tunnel, you say, you know what, I want to go golfing. You're not chayiv misa while you're golfing. So that's a temporary chayiv misa. So maybe that doesn't pater you from mamain. V'yashmin and machtaras, if it would just say the case of tunneling, and actually this is amazing. The guy who's tunneling, he's allowed to be killed even though he was never warned. He's chayiv misa, even without being warned. So his tunneling is his warning. That's a chumrah. Mishum demachtarto izuhi hasra asai. His tunneling is his warning. Avol Shabbos. But Shabbos deboi hasra, that requires hasra. Maybe it's not so severe. Eimalai, I would say not. And therefore I need both cases. Tzricha.
Yeah.
You have to deal with the fact that it's already well known that both of these things pater you from Misa. Everybody knows that Shabbos is going to exempt you from monetary payment. We've had that before. And as well as Machteras. So I don't really need Rabbah to tell me both of these cases. This is pretty well known. Comes Rav Papa, Amra Papa. Hoysa para genuvalai. If you have a cow that you stole on a Tuesday, the tavcha b'Shabbos, and then you shechta on Shabbos, chayiv. Why? Shekvar neschayiv b'gneva koydim shavadei isur Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to ask, excuse me? This is exactly what Rabbah just said. No, Rabbah was talking about a goat. Rav Papa's telling me it applies to a cow. Gemara's going to ask you, really? That's Rav Papa's chiddush, that it applies to cows? So maybe we should have a third Amira to come along and say that it applies to sheep. I mean, what's Rav Papa coming to teach me? Then, hoysa para sh'ulalai. If you borrow a cow, now if you didn't steal it, utavacha b'Shabbos, and now you're shechting it on Shabbos, so the Isser Geneva and Dalar Vehe is coming at the same time on Shabbos, Pater. So Amar Le Rav Acha Brei De Rav Le Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav said, Rav Ashi, Rav Papa, Parash Asash Minan. Is Rav Papa coming to teach me that these halachas apply to cows? Rav Papa, I think Rav Papa had better things to do than to repeat a halacha we just learned and say, you know, it applies to cows also. Rav Papa was an eminent sage, and his objective in life was not to extend halachas to cows. Rav Papa is not coming to tell me a halacha about a cow. Says Gemara Amar Le. Rav Ashi said back to Rav Acha Brei De Rava. Rav Papa Shula Asal Ashmeinan. Rav Papa is not telling me chidushim about cows. The chidushes of Rav Papa was for the seifa. That what? Sakadaita Chamina. I would have thought. Hoyel va'amar Rav Papa. Since Rav Papa said, Mishas Meshicha hu de ischayev le b'mezono seha. I would have thought, since Rav Papa said, that from the time of doing Meshicha, you're chayiv in mezonos, Rav Papa said, Rashi says in Asar Chazapoyalim, that the moment a shoyal does Meshicha on a para, at that point of time, the shoyal is responsible to feed the cow. So I would think, well, if that's when he's chayiv to support the cow, maybe that's when he's chayiv in oinsim. And therefore, if you borrow a cow and then you shecht it on Shabbos, I would think maybe the chi of Karen was incurred at the time you did Meshicha. And therefore, if you shecht it on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Because the Geneva didn't happen on Shabbos, maybe we consider it like the Geneva happened when you pulled the cow. Kamash Malan, so the chiddush is no. Why? Even though Taka, I am chayiv in oinsim from the time I pull it. But so long as the cow is intact, I could return it as is. So I'm not chayiv for stealing until I shecht it. So that's the chiddush of Rav Papa. That you don't really incur responsibility until you actually shecht it, but it's not traced back to the moment that you drag it. Fine. Viter, Amar Rava. Rava said. Now I'm assuming this is Rava and not Rabba. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hiniach lahen avihen para sheula. Let's say a father borrowed Elsie, and the father died, and the kids now have Elsie in their house. And the loan was for 30 days, and the father died after day 10. The kids could continue to use Elsie for 20 days. Mishtam shinba kol yimei she'ilasa. They could use it for the entire period of borrowing. Mesa, if the cow dies, in chayavim ba'insa. They're not responsible for oinsim. So in other words, they're like a shoyel, but they're not like a shoyel. They could continue to borrow it for the period of time that their father had rights to borrow it, but they're not chayiv for einsim. Normally, a shoyel is chayiv for einsim. But they are not chayiv for einsim. Why? Because they're not a shoyel. They didn't borrow it. Dad borrowed it. They didn't borrow it. They could continue to use it for dad's borrowing period, but they are not borrowers. They have rights to continue to use it for that entire period. However, they don't have a din of a shoyel. It's interesting status that they have. They could make use of the right, but they're not. They don't have the responsibility. Next, kizvurin shel aviyim here. They don't know what's dad's. It's a cow. A cow is a cow. They didn't pay attention. Are they shomer chinam? I don't know. Tosfos seems to say they're like a. They're chay for gneva va'aveda. Okay? Why? Because they have hana. Maybe they're like a soicher. That's what it sounds like. Okay? It sounds like they're not a shomer chinam because they're chay for gneva va'aveda. They're somewhere in between. That's how Tosfos learns. But they could continue to use it. So. But they're not a shoyel, and they're not a shomer chinam. Now let's say they thought it was their father's. Kesvurin shel avihim. They thought it was their father's. Utvachu avachlua, and they shechted it, and they ate it. They thought it was dad's, and they shechted it. So they're not ganavim, and they're not gazlanim. And so what are they? They're not a mazik. The answer is, they're none. But at the end of the day, they had hana from someone else's possession. So they have to pay for hana. Meshalman d'mei basar bazal. They pay money, they pay the value of cheap meat. Basically, they pay like two-thirds or something like that. Why? Because they were nana. Maybe they would say, well, if we would have known, we never would have eaten meat. There's a concept that for cheap, even people who are stingy, they would eat meat. I would have eaten tuna fish. Yeah, but if you could get a burger for the price of tuna fish, you would have eaten the burger. So that's basically what we say. Halva nehene, right? If somebody's mahane you, so then you got to pay them. Hiniach lehen avian achrayis nechosim chayov mashalim. But if the father left them karka, then they have to pay. So the question is, what is this going on? Is this going on? They have to pay for einsim? Or do they have to pay if they thought it was dad's and they ate it, they have to pay not two-thirds, they have to pay the full value. Meaning, when do they have to pay? If the animal died or if they were nana? Says the Gemara, Ika demasin la'areish, v'ik demasin la'seifa. Some learn it that this statement, that if the father left karka, they're chayiv, some learn it's going on the reisha. Namely, they're chayiv for einsim. And some say it's going on the Seifa. Man demasni la resha. The one that says it's going on the resha. Koshike na Seifa. Certainly, in the Seifa, if in the resha, where it was an oinus yerchayev, then certainly if you're basically, if when the animal dropped dead, to no fault of your own, yerchayev, when there's karka, certainly if you were mazik, you ate it, yerchayev. But Mandi Matzila Aresha goes Upliga de Rapapa. That argues on Rapapa. Because the only reason you'd be chayiv in the Seifa, excuse me, the only reason you'd be chayiv in the Resha, why would I be chayiv for Oinsim? Chayiv for Oinsim? I'm not a Shoyal. Must be that the chayiv was incurred as soon as I borrowed it, as soon as I pulled it. That's not like Rapapa. Rapapa came to teach me that if you borrow an animal and then you shecht it on Shabbos, Rapapa held that you're pater. Why? Because you didn't incur the responsibility until the time that you shechted it. It doesn't go back to the time that you pull it. But if you're going to be chayiv for ein sin, if the kids are going to be chayiv for mesa, that's it must be because the father was liable from the time that he pulled it. He did meshicha. That's not like Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds that if something happens to an animal, that you're not chayiv from the time that you pulled it. As long as you could return it, it's you haven't incurred any responsibility. So this wouldn't be not like Rav Papa. However, uman demasi la asefa, the one that says it's going on the seifa, that you're chayiv because you were the one who ate it. But in the resha, you would be pater because you never incurred responsibility for einsim. La'avala resha, la'i v'hayna d'ra papa, who holds that you're not chayiv from the time of meshicha. Ah, so now the Gemara spells out, so we have two, let's go back and chazer, Elunaris, or the 6-7 blat that we learned until now. Let's chazer it in 1 minute. You ready? There's a stira. In the beginning of Elunaris says the following naris, pay knas. But Mesach Damakos, it says that if you live with these women, you're chayiv malkus, and we know ein loikin u'mashalmin. So we had three answers to this. Ula said that really you pay money and you don't get malkus. Mesach Damakos is talking about a boigeres where there's no knas, so that's why you get malkus. That's Ula. Rabbi Yochanan says when there's malkus a moment you get malkus. I Elunaris, it's talking about where you didn't warn him, so there's no malkus. Reish Lakish says no. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis Reish Lakish said it's Rameir. Rameir says you get both malkus and mamain. Says the Gemara. Bish Lama Rabbi Yochanan lo yamar Reish Lakish de kamukum la krabanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say like Reish Lakish. He doesn't want to make the our Mishnah Rameir, even though Rameir's yard site is Thursday night and tomorrow night's shir is going to be about Rav Meir, obviously with new material. Nevertheless, as much as we love Rav Meir, we'd rather say the Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Ela Reish Lakish, my time alone, like Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is so simple. Elunaris is talking about where you didn't warn him. Mesech Damakis is talking about where he was warned. So if he's warned, there's no Mamain. But Elunaris is talking about where he wasn't warned. So why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? You ready for this chiddush? Reish Lakish holds that if when you're warned, you're pater from money, then when you're not warned, you're also pater from money. Because it's not the actual malchus that paters you, it's the act that could have incurred malchus had you been warned that paters you. You don't have to actually get malchus, you have to do an act that could have warranted malchus had you been warned. Amar lecha kivan dilo asur be pater. Since if you would have been warned, you would be exempt. Kiloy asur be nami pater. If you are not warned, you're also exempt. Va'azul tamayu. Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish go according to their reason. Dechi asur Rabdimi. Because when Rabdimi came, Amar he said, Chayove misa shoygegin. If you're chayiv misa for shoygeg, meaning somebody who was a shoigeg, he was not warned, but he's chayiv misa. The chayiv malkus shoigegen, somebody who was not warned for chayiv malkus, v'davar acher, and a chayiv mamoin that happened simultaneous. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayiv mamoin. Why? Because you're not actually chayiv misa or malkus here, because you weren't warned. V'Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Reish Lakish says you're pater. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv the Holay Asubay. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv mamon because you weren't warned. Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Kivan de ilu asubay pater. Since if you would have been warned, you'd be pater. Kiloy asubay nami pater. If you're not warned, you're also pater. You hear that? Ayam v'noira. Reish Lakish holds that it's not the actual death or malchus that pater you from mamon. It's the crime that you committed that would incur those penalties had you been warned. That's what paters you. By the way, similar in Lamdas to the famous Brisker Rav on the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds Sphere of Isman Hazeh is Dairaisa. Aye. What do you mean? Isn't it dependent on the carbon Oimer? Well, some Achorim say no. The Rambam holds not dependent on carbon Omer. But what do you mean the Rambam lists Svir so Omer, not in Hilchos Pesach, when Hilchos Tmida Musafin? So that seems to imply the Rambam holds it's dependent on the carbon Omer. So says the Briska Rav in Menachos. The Rambam holds Svir so Omer is dependent on the carbon, but not the actual bringing of the carbon. The ability, the possibility, the inherent obligation to bring a carbon oimer obligates svira, but it's not the actual bringing of the carbon oimer that obligates svira. So here too, it's not the receiving malchus; it's the act that incurs, that would incur such a penalty had there been malchus. That's what patters you, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining. Kol tov. Good night, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.